committee meeting. It is Tuesday, July 18th, and the time is 5:05. Everybody stand to the pledge, choose and believe.
Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Director Bowie?
Here.
Director Israel?
Here.
All right, so I will read the reports sent over by our accountant. As a reminder, because June is the end, is the last month of the previous fiscal year. We just began a new fiscal year on July 1st. So these numbers are subject to change slightly after the audit is performed and the last few items are accounted for correctly. But this is what we have as of right now.
What would be the variation by like a few hundred dollars?
I'm not sure. I know accounting, sometimes things change a little bit. You know, as invoices come in or as invoices are paid. But I could, you'd have to ask Cindy or the auditors.
I just wondered. All right.
So the items of note, if we look at page one of the profit and loss report, at line 11, basic facility fees. The district received fees for new services on Aloma, as well as two new services on Riza. So you'll notice it's at 345%. This is basically stating that we had additional new services than anticipated. So this is definitely a good thing. And as a side note, we've had quite a few calls about interested investors in purchasing property out in Amazon. So hopefully that means there's going to be additional development out here, but only time will tell. If you turn to the next page, item of note, line 54, chlorinators. Year to date is over budget due to repairs on chlorinator parts. This was unanticipated. The chlorinators did need repair. We did need to purchase parts to support these repairs, which they were rather expensive, but these chlorinators are essential in ensuring that the water is delivered safe to the public.
Do we order in stock or just as we need?
When it's more economical and when we use the parts, we usually try to order in bulk or in stock. But depending on what the item is and how often we go through it, we order individually. At the bottom of the page, line 79, temporary labor. Just note, year to date is over budget, is over budget due to unexpected fees related to the water rate study. So this is basically mostly NBS for when they perform the water rate study. On the third page of the profit and loss, the bottom, net income, line 113. As of June 30th, the fiscal year to date net loss is about $90,000, which even though it's a net loss, it's only 20% of the loss that was actually budgeted or anticipated. So the district anticipated a far greater loss.
That is pretty good.
So it's very good. And on the next page, the next page will be the balance sheet, page one. If you look at line 8 and line 10, the district's combined cash and LAIF balance is about $580,000. If you look on the second page at line 63, total liabilities, the district's total liabilities are approximately $1.27 million. So, and the water rate study that did address this. So that number should hopefully go down sometime, the liabilities, while the total checking and LAIF goes up. And those are the only items to note on the financials. Were there any questions? questions? Would the ad hoc committee like to ask if there's any public comment?
Any public comment?
I don't know what y'all talking about. So, no.
Okay, so, Tavon, did you have anything to add?
Not at this time.
Do you have any questions?
You got answers?
Okay, so we're gonna adjourn and sign checks, and it is 5:10.